The latest from podnews.net with Memberful, the easiest way to sell memberships to your podcast audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Letterman.
Letterman walks out on stage. He blows a kiss to the crowd.
How are you?
He grabs a mic.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. Please.
He takes the mic off a stand.
Nice to see you folks.
Move over podcasting. Netflix is rolling out an audio-only mode to their Android app. The app also has variable speed playback and a feature called audio description, which, as you've just heard, tells you what's happening on screen. The company will hope you don't listen to a podcast when you can listen to a movie or TV show instead. Triton Digital has released the latest US podcast report. The data covers most of November. The top five remains unchanged, with NPR at number one. The total downloads from the top 10 publishers dropped by more than 5% in a month that included the US presidential election and Thanksgiving. An incomplete ranker, it measures participating publishers only, and notably not iHeartRadio. Edison Research has published their 10 for 20, a compilation of their biggest findings from 2020. Expect audio consumption, spoken word, and US election voting. We link to that from our show notes in our newsletter today. Storyboard, an enterprise podcast and hosting platform, has raised $4.5 million in funding. Brian Barletta did the first Sounds Profitable deep dive yesterday, looking at Podscribe. It's free to watch on the Sounds Profitable website. ESPN Podcasting had a record year with 96.5 million downloads in October alone, they say. Vox Media Studios is to double the amount of shows it makes and plans to bring in $100 million in revenue in 2021. Steve Henn wonders if independent podcasting has peaked. He was formerly at Google's audio news division and at US Public Radio. Nick Hilton, too, is broadly pessimistic about the podcast industry. Available content massively exceeds available interest, he claims. And the changes in the industry in 2020 are a long way from what made podcasts special, he says. And Captivate has launched Show Notes Snippets, a simple way to add pre-written snippets to your show notes. I'm an advisor.
What does it take to be a good and effective secretary in a president's cabinet?
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm thrilled by the news that you're going to be nominated.
That's a clip from The Deciding Decade with Pete Buttigieg, who learnt he'd been nominated as transport secretary while he was doing a podcast with Hillary Clinton. Podcast One Australia has lost a show. M. Rusciano's podcast, M. Salation, will become an independent production in 2021. She describes her relationship with SCA, who own Podcast One in Australia, as an abusive relationship I keep going back to. SCA also hired her for a short-lived stint on the ailing Today FM in Sydney, one in a list of underinvested breakfast shows on the formerly market-leading station. Crooked Media's Wind of Change is to be adapted for television, says Deadline. And a sports podcast has crowdfunded over $135,000 in 2 weeks. The Tennis Podcast has received funding from nearly 1,200 listeners in the UK. It's been going since 2012. And this update is thanks to Memberful. Now, for podcasters, strong communities and stronger revenue are a good thing, and Memberful makes it easier than ever to have both. You connect your Stripe account, you add your podcast, and your listeners can subscribe immediately. Plus, Memberful integrates seamlessly with your favorite tools and works with your existing podcast hosting. You can get started for free today at memberful.com. That's memberful.com. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.